Ryoki Wendo, prime dramaturge. Now is the era of the turning point of the human being. What is this turning point about? Up until now, most of the people are living how to survive. They were busy for making money to buy the security, not real security, actually the feeling of the secure by making money. But as I said before, live for survive is not really the living way of living of the human being, because one reason is that how to survive means not to die. Doesn't mean how to live. How to live is to create the life for not only oneself, but for the world, for the human being. Create pleasure. Please give the benefit for the world. And find that and feel the joy to live for that. That is the real life of the human being. Not nervously looking for secure, running around to survive because of the fear. No, human being's life is to create the joy for the world and for the oneself and others. I am saying this because the biggest ability of the human being, which is completely different from another animals, which another animal doesn't have, is the ability to create life, future, and world phenomenon by own image, the words, and the feeling for the future. We were given this ability as our potential from the great spirit of the universe. Actually, it's because this universe itself is the absolute image of the Great Spirit. This is different from the image of the human being. Absolute image of the Great Spirit of the universe. Absolute image. What is absolute image? It means that visualization is a phenomenon. And phenomenon itself is the visualization. No separation between phenomenon and imagination. And actually, this world itself is made of the image of the Great Spirit. Absolute image. That's why if you visualize and if you have positive feeling about it, if you have joy about it, and if you even say the words as it has happened, it will be realized as phenomenon what is happening to you in your life. Up until now, not so many people are enlightened to this fact, and also not just knowledge, but be able to live with it. But now, more and more people are aware of this, that your image will be the cause of the phenomenon, what will happen in the future. This a fact, are more people aware of it, and more people live with it. Do you know what is the reason why? Why this happened? It's because since modern times, human beings, the view of the world are influenced by the physics. This old physics are the basic concept were that the mind and matters are separated. Your mind will not affect the matters. That's why in Western medicine, they only treat body as a material, totally close eyes that all the body's condition is the based on the what heart or what's in the mind. But at time age, the era is already in the new physics, that quantum theories, which is that the heart are creating the phenomenon, the world itself, moment to moment. So if you don't rise up your imagination from your subconsciousness, the world doesn't exist. This is what the basic theory of the new physics, the quantum theory. In the physics world field, these are already admitted by the physicians. Only human view of the world cannot adapt to this new physics worldview, which is reality. However, more and more people are aware of this as a fact. But we have to be more awakened that, as new physics theory says, that your mind is spreading everywhere in the universe. Your heart is creating the phenomenon. As you awaken to this, not just knowledge, but with your subconsciousness and with your living way of living, much less the fear become much less, much more free from the common sense, and you look and also create the joy by giving merit to other people, to the world, to the human being. The life follows what you imagine for. This is will not be just slogan of your head as a knowledge, but this become your body sensation. As body sensation feels the peace and happiness and joy. And with this feeling, enjoy the imagination, what will happen in the future. Your soul will shine, and also your life will shine, and your future will shine. Thank you.